From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's playoff season in professional basketball and hockey. And while fans are eager for a distraction from the grim economic news, the leagues and the teams need to find a way to stay profitable in this down economy. Our regular Friday sports commentator, Stefan Fatsis, joins us now. And Stefan, the National Hockey League playoffs have already started. So if you don't mind, let's talk hockey first. How's the sport weathering the economic crisis?
Well, a little bit better than its peers, it seems. Revenue will probably wind up about flat when you account for a decline in the Canadian dollar. And unlike other leagues, the NHL hasn't laid off employees or lost many sponsors. And part of the reason for that decent news is that hockey tightened its belt after a season-long shutdown back in 2004-2005. So as the economy worsened, the NHL had a more conservative operation already in place.
Now, one way that the teams and the leagues can weather an economic crisis is to rely on their loyal fan base. How does hockey stack up?
Well, hockey fans are the most loyal, and that's hugely important. It's also helpful that some big markets had good seasons. Chicago's back in the playoffs for the first time in 7 years, and the Blackhawks won their first game with a goal 12 seconds into overtime last night. Boston is the top seed in the Eastern Conference. The New York Rangers are in. Washington and Philadelphia are in. But don't be fooled. Some teams are in real trouble, and the hit will be greater next season when checks come due for tickets and arena suites and sponsorships.
So the teams and the leagues can rally the base, the loyal fans during the playoffs, but it's also a time to bring in more casual fans, and you think that would be more important than ever right now. What's the NHL up to?
Well, they've got a major online effort going to give hardcore fans more information, like coverage from the league's in-house video review room during games, but also to get casual fans in with more access to general hockey talk online. And the league is promoting that with what the publication Sports Business Journal says is a $12 to $15 million marketing campaign. And that's great, but it's not going to get nearly the attention of another promotion that the NHL is doing, the Beardathon.
Now, if you follow hockey, you might know what that's all about. But if you don't, what exactly is a Beardathon?
Well, the playoff beard has been a fixture in hockey since the 1980s. Players grow beards until their team is eliminated. Eight teams are now asking fans to grow beards to raise money for team charities. And if one of those eight makes it to the Stanley Cup Finals, it's going to be a very scruffy arena indeed.
From beards to basketball, the NBA playoffs begin tomorrow. The favorites are LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers in the East, and Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers out West. But let's stick to the economy. How's the NBA faring?
Well, League Commissioner David Stern has said that revenue and attendance and TV ratings are fine, but there have been some troubling signs. The league secured a $200 million credit facility to help struggling franchises this season. There were lots of ticket giveaways and discounts, and down the stretch, teams just didn't add players who might help them win if it meant spending any money. Lots of franchises are stuck with huge contracts that make no sense financially or competitively. And as I said earlier, the worst is yet to come because the economy didn't really crater until after fans and sponsors had paid up for the current season.
And that means exactly what for the NBA?
Well, it means that serious fans like columnist Bill Simmons of ESPN, who I've got to give credit for a 6,000-word analysis of the state of the NBA that he wrote a couple of months ago, they're deeply concerned. More franchises could relocate, and you can bet on a super aggressive stance by the NBA when it comes time to renegotiate its labor agreement with the players. Those talks are starting now. David Stern said this week that he's optimistic the two sides will step up and do what has to be done. But Stern's a hardliner. A lockout by the NBA for a season or more is certainly not out of the question when the current labor deal expires in 2011.
Thank you, Stefan. Happy weekend.
Thanks, Michelle.
That's Stefan Fatsis. He joins us on Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.